We got Bengals and Colts, Andy Dalton versus Andrew Luck. What do you see in this game, BJ?
I think you brought it right there. I think anybody who looks at this game is going to look at the two quarterbacks, and you're going in different directions. I think you look at Andrew Luck, led the NFL with 40 touchdown passes this year, and Andy Dalton, whatever you want to say about him, everybody's going to be talking about the last 3 years for the Bengals in the playoffs. He's 0-3, one touchdown, six interceptions. That's the difference to me in the game.
One thing you have to mention about this matchup is these two teams have played earlier this season in Week 7, and the Colts won 27-0. I feel like that could be swimming sort of in the head of these Bengals players.
Yep, anytime you talk about what happened earlier in the year, they can say that it's playoffs, everything's out the window, but when they step out on the field, they're going to see a team that they didn't score against and they couldn't stop offensively. And for the Bengals, part of the reason is that they've really struggled at getting after the quarterback this season. They ranked dead last in the NFL with just 20 sacks. The Chiefs' Justin Houston had 22 sacks all by himself. You can't give a quarterback like Andrew Luck much time anyway. When you can't get pressure on him, he's going to tear apart this Bengals secondary.
In Cowboys-Lions, we were talking about a little bit of the pressure on Tony Romo. There's a little bit of pressure on Andy Dalton. This is a big game that he has to really win. He's been kind of 0-4 and getting further in these playoffs, and he's up against a tough challenge. Andrew Luck led the NFL in passing yards, and that's because of T.Y. Hilton, 1,300-plus receiving yards on the year.
I think you have to tell Chiefs fans exactly what T.Y. Hilton can do out on the field. He's proven that.
And as we talked about, there's going to be pressure on Andy Dalton, so they're going to be trying to get that ball to Jeremy Hill.
Right off the top of the show, we talked about the difference in this game being the two quarterbacks. Well, I think the Bengals kind of know that, so they may try to lean on their running game, not necessarily put the game on the shoulders of Andy Dalton. That means going to their rookie running back. Over 1,200 yards this year has been fantastic for them. On the Colts side, they want to make this Bengals offense one-dimensional, which means their leading tackler, inside linebacker, DeQuell Jackson, he's been doing it a long time, going all the way back to his time with the Cleveland Browns. Now, they can stop the run, force the Bengals to pass the ball with Andy Dalton. That's going to be a recipe for success for the Colts.
Hey, you don't have to tell me. We finally agree. We're both picking the Colts. We'll see what happens this weekend.